Hello, this is Nelson Olmsted with a portrait of the original Astoria ferryboat captain. Here's Clint Gruber with a brief message from Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, Nelson's ready to cast off with today's story.
It was a memorable day in 1921 when Captain Fritz Elfing peered out of the wheelhouse of the Tourist One, gazed across the 4.5 miles of water, and said, "Cast off!" This maiden voyage marked a milestone in the history of Astoria, Oregon. Fritz Elfing had often said,
"Well, you see, it's good roads and motor cars. That's what's making the difference. Why, it's nothing for folks to drive down here from Portland in a day. Just look at the tourists. And it's the same on the Washington side, Long Beach, Waco, and Seaview. But how do you get from one side of the Columbia to the other? Well, you charter a boat or you swim, that's how. What this town needs is a ferry service, and by golly, I'm just the man to start one."
Well, the Tourist One was no giant among ferry boats. She could pack 8 to 14 vehicles on her narrow deck, and the passengers either stood on the deck, sat in their cars, or crowded into the wheelhouse. But in 1924, competition appeared in the scene. A second ferry line was established running between Astoria and Megler, Washington. Captain Elfing commented,
"Well, the river ought to be big enough for all of us. Besides, I got 2 ferries in the water and another under construction. They just have one. We'll see who gets the business."
Well, when the Great Depression came, the struggle for business and dollars became desperate. The rivalry between the 2 Trans-Columbia ferry lines grew bitter. One Saturday night in 1932, Captain Elfing was approaching the Astoria berth with the Tourist 3, his newest boat, when he saw something in the darkness ahead. He said,
"Why, that looks like new pilings in front of the slip there. Do you suppose those rascals are trying to keep us out of our own berth? Blast the bums! I'll show them how to play rough. Full ahead."
But, Captain, we'll ram the blockade."
"That's the idea. Sound the alarm. Tell the passengers to clamp down on their uppers. We're going in full speed."
With a splintering crash, the Tourist 3 hit the barrier. Pilings gave way, and the ferry plowed unharmed into her berth. Well, after a bitter 5-year battle for control of the river, Fritz Elfing emerged victorious and remained the sole Trans-Columbia ferry operator until the State Highway Commission bought the line in 1946. Captain Fritz Elfing is retired today. He lives in Astoria, and of course his home overlooks the river. But now the scene is different. Today a new structure of steel and concrete spans the mouth of the West's mightiest river. The Astoria-Megler Bridge, completed in 1966 at a cost of $24 million, speeds traffic across the same 4.5 miles the tough and sturdy ferries traveled for more than 45 years. And the ferries? The Tourist 1, 2, and 3, the North Beach, and the M.R. Chessman? Well, some are resting, some have gone elsewhere to work. But the memories are there, bright and exciting, recorded in our storybook of Pacific Powerland.